Well, you can send your own picture to what home means to you using our iPhone app. And some listeners have actually been doing this as we get ready for the holidays, thinking about what constitutes home. Maybe it's a picture on the wall. Maybe it's a sound. That is the sound of Carl Gladstone's wind chimes. They're on the front porch, Carl?
The back porch of our new apartment in Corktown.
New apartment. So describe why the wind chimes are so important as a symbol of home for you, and describe this move that you recently made.
Sure. My wife and I just recently moved from Grosse Pointe Park down to downtown Detroit to a little neighborhood called Corktown. And we brought with us our wind chimes that we had up on the back porch of our previous place. And it just seemed like when we moved into the place and we didn't have any pictures up on the wall yet and our stuff wasn't out of boxes, we got that up on the back porch. And at least there was this kind of constant little reminder in our ears that this is our new home.
That's very sweet because the Grosse Pointe Woods is a very different community from Corktown. Describe the differences and what your concerns were about finding a feeling of home in your new place.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if downtown Detroit is a place that a whole lot of people out in the suburbs of Metro Detroit think of when they think of, you know, a place that they would live. But we have been looking for a way to live down here for a long time. A number of our friends are in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden we went from being 25 minutes away from everything in Metro Detroit to being about, a 20-minute walk to a lot of things that are really exciting here in downtown Detroit.
So the car in the driveway does not represent home for you now as much as it did when you were up in the burbs.
That's right.
So you downloaded our iPhone app, and that's how you sent us the, I gather, the sound. Did you also send a picture of the wind chimes?
Yeah. It's been a great great chance as I've been walking around, walking to work, walking to the coffee shop and stuff, just to keep my eyes open for the different assignments that you guys have been asking for, and just to send some stuff in. It keeps me looking around for just different things I'd like to share about our new place.
And this is easy to do. Just to tell the rest of our listeners that it's not a big deal, and it sounds like it's completely transformed your life in every way.
Oh, absolutely. I can't go back.
All right. That's great. That's Carl Gladstone, one of our iPhone app downloaders and reporters taking on the latest assignment, which is tell us what is your home, what says home to you, what looks like home to you, sound, pictures, video. You can do it with the Takeaway iPhone app. Just go to thetakeaway.org and get your instructions. Hey, happy holidays there, Carl Gladstone.
Thanks so much. You too.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.